Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Harbaugh a little while ago and Jason LaCanfora. Get ready for Tyler Huntley when the Steelers and Ravens play for the first time this season, 6 days from now at Acrisure Stadium. The line has moved more than a touchdown. It opened Ravens minus 4.5. Now with news, no Lamar Jackson, it is flipped to Steelers minus 3. ESPN's projection models have the Steelers winning this game now and beating the Panthers next week. That would get them to 7-7. If you don't believe the Steelers are in the hunt now, you will if their record is 7-7, which all the algorithms now predict, Chris. What a serendipitous thing.
Why even bother
for Lamar Jackson to go down yesterday?
Algorithms.
And now make the Steelers the favorite to beat Baltimore in a backup quarterback and come all the way back from 3-7 to 7-7. And give themselves a chance and give us, over the last few weeks of the season, real, meaningful football to watch. This is a Neil Huntington football dream because this team now is on the precipice
of 83-79.
But playing meaningful games in December. We've made it.
Pony.
We've made it to December and the games still matter. Not about draft. Donnie has swapped out. You see this right here? He's taken
the mock draft maker.
Yeah. He's thrown him in the garbage.
And now he's
and what
got-
does he have here? The NFL playoff machine.
Greetings and welcome to the playoff machine. You would have been watching these games intently as I would have because of Kenny Pickett's development curve, regardless of how good or bad the team was.
That's right.
And because you're a gambler who likes to bet on these games, no matter how good or bad the team is, also correct. I still don't buy that this team is in the hunt, whether somebody's graphics package includes them as such or not. I don't. I need to see more from the offense as far as cashing in drives. I need to see them win these two games and actually look somewhat impressive in doing it, frankly. Even against a division rival where I know we usually throw the impressive win out the window because it's always a gutter war. I need to see that this team can score 25, 30 points on a regular basis if they need to. But I just do not, I don't buy them. They have too many teams to climb over. They're 12th in the AFC. They're only ahead of a couple teams in the conference. Houston, the entire AFC South, actually, and Denver.
And tied with the Raiders. And tied with the Browns.
Both of whom they see on the schedule, and both of whom will have, at least the Raiders definitely will, an advantage at quarterback. I assume that by the time the Browns game rolls around, Deshaun Watson won't look like a complete piece of trash, just be one as a human.
All right, but I'm just saying the pack is coming back to them.
Is it, though? Because
the Patriots
the entire
have
AFC,
lost two in a row.
Tony, the entire
the Jets
AFC
are playing
East
with
tiebreaker.
Mike White. I know. Well,
the Jets should have won that game yesterday with Mike White,
okay,
too.
Okay, congratulations. You don't get a win for moral victories or...
And wouldn't the Steelers know that because of how many close games they've lost this year?
Oh, you outgained the Jets, or outgained the Vikings. You played better than the Vikings. There's like eight teams that could say that this year and still somehow lost their games to Minnesota.
So you put in Buffalo, Cincinnati, Tennessee, and Kansas City, right?
And Miami.
And Miami. You're putting them all in,
yes.
Correct? Okay. Jets, Patriots, Ravens, Chargers, Raiders. You really think the Steelers can hop the necessary number of teams to get to the top two of that list? Because you've already put in one wild card, so you got two more spots left.
I'm not predicting them to do it. I don't think they will.
They're just they're
in the hunt, sniffing around. I'm not even sure that it's a good thing for them.
It isn't.
Well,
you don't think that they could possibly go anywhere in round one as the number seven seed and get their teeth kicked in.
I don't think it matters like it did the last couple of years if they do. Because this is the beginning of something. This is the first chapter in the book with Kenny Pickett.
And you know how the next chapters get better? If you have better picks in each of the first couple of rounds this year to augment him with.
Yeah, but Chris, I think that ship has sailed. I mean, the idea that now a top five pick is still on the board for them, that's over. The two-game winning streak and the way the schedule sets up for them has ended that. So it's either hope that, I don't know, like, it's... Do you think 7-10 is really that much better than 9-8? You've got your quarterback, and you've got that Bears pick. And I didn't even realize, shame on me, I didn't even realize this until this weekend. The Dolphins, because of the tampering...
Don't have a pick.
They don't have their pick.
So there's 31 first-round picks.
So that means the Steelers pick from the Bears right now is actually the 33rd pick.
Correct.
In the draft.
So it's almost like having a first-rounder.
And I think Claypool got injured yesterday. Not that we wish that on anybody, but
well, he also
that
just
trade
kinda,
even looks better.
He's also just kind of sucked for them, by and large, has he not? They barely target him.
Yeah, that's a fleecing. That's a great sign, early sign
and the Packers
Omar
beat
Khan.
Them, and the Packers beat them head-to-head,
yep.
Which puts the Packers in much better shape
so
than
they
them.
Made the right trade,
correct,
taking
they
the Bears'
did.
Offer, so more shine for Omar Khan and what he was able
Congratulations,
to do
Congratulations, Omar, on
Chris,
all your trading
Chris, all I'm saying
success.
Is that the tanking thing... That tank has been blown up. You need to just embrace being in the hunt
now. I'm not going to embrace anything just because you tell me to. I'm going to obstinately stick
Donnie,
to my guns.
Donnie, are you
going to
embrace being in the hunt? I think you are. I think you're
I'm
ready.
I'm all about being in the hunt.
Thank you.
That dog will hunt.
I was going to say, how
and
many
the Steelers
times...
Steelers are right in there.
How many times a week do you say that? That dog will hunt. Probably a lot.
You used to like a website that had the word hunt in it.
You had to stretch to get to that one, friend.
I did.
That was a little vague.
But also worth it.
I think you're a little more familiar with that site if it was the first thing that came to mind. Definitely wasn't hunting for real that came to mind with you because you don't have a hunting license.
On Fridays, we predict the Steelers game before it happens. We do something called white hot takes where we throw out things that will happen in the game.
Mm.
Donnie got one right by saying... that on the broadcast, they were going to make such a big deal about there being so many Steelers fans there, and they pretty much did that the entire game. I don't know if I got any of my game takes right, so thank God I threw this in to White Hot Takes on Friday. Bonus
theft.
White Hot Take.
Uh-oh.
Former Pine Richland quarterback Phil Jurkovec will be a pick quarterback by Monday. White Hot Takes. Bonus round.
See, folks, I'm going to give you a little lesson.
Just saying.
I'm going to give you a little lesson
just
here.
Just throwing that out there. We'll be on the air Monday, 2 o'clock.
And he'll be there.
And Phil Jurkovec, once called Ben Roethlisberger Light, will be at Pitt. 1:30, tweet, Pete Thamel, Phil Jurkovec reuniting with Frank Cignetti, headed to Pitt.
But you already knew that as soon as you said it, I knew it was going to happen because you had clearly tremendous information. By the way, one of my white hot takes was, in fact, a clean game for Dan Moore. He had a penalty, did he not?
He did. And I think they said he's the second most penalized left tackle in the entire NFL.
They ran the crap out of the ball, and Kenny Pickett
didn't
get
sacked.
I think that's a Mulsey dub.
I agree with that. I'll give you that.
Although the next one for me was a Cordero Patterson kick return touchdown that cost the Steelers the game.
I almost came in with a stash of double bubble, started chewing it on the air today in homage to Danny Smith. What an FU game. If he had said FU to that fan, he would have earned it for his special teams.
They
Presley Harvin punt, Matthew Wright banging in long kicks.
Matthew Wright kicking the ball off in such a... Dude, I thought the weirdest thing about that game, besides Atlanta not running the ball in the early parts, Patterson let a couple of kicks go that were just sitting there on the goal line. It wasn't like Matthew Wright was kicking it 109 yards and Patterson was just waving them off. Very odd.
Do you look at this Jurkovec thing as a big deal for the Pitt football program? Why not?
Because I've seen 4 years of Phil Jurkovec play college football.
Yep.
So no.
Well, he had one really good year in there that had Steelers fans thinking, let's draft him. Let's make him our next quarterback.
He got beaten out at Notre Dame by a guy that, like, is as big as me. Like, it just hasn't.
Well,
it's been...
Tyler Pelko beat out Joe Flacco, so that's not always.
Tyler Pelko is
Dwayne
a lot
Haskins
bigger than
Haskins beat
me.
Out Joe Burrow. I mean, we've seen Jalen Hurts got
Are
beat
you,
out. We've seen guys that have had to transfer.
For them?
Well, I do think in this way it is.
I want to get excited about it like I would have had the 5-star Phil Dracovic come straight from Pine Richland to Pitt. It's just harder because you've seen more of a body of work.
Yeah, but he had one good year, and the guy that was calling the plays for him is now Pitt's coordinator.
Do you think they can just recreate that magic? And how much influence? Wait, wasn't that still when Halfley was there?
Yeah, but Halfley's a defensive coach. It's not like Halfley's really the true play caller like it would be, say, trying to think of who a great offensive head coach is. Lincoln Riley at USC, for example. Somebody
like
that.
Pat Narduzzi's a defensive coach, but his brand influence on Pitt has really helped everyone.
Well, I do think it's good when Pitt finds kids from here and they have success there. I think that's good for the program in a couple of different ways. It helps them keep the best local recruits. And even though we don't make as many great players as we used to, we still do make some, like Darrell Revis and Aaron Donald and guys like that.
So they got Aaron Donald to come to Pitt. They got Tyler Boyd to come to Pitt, mm-hmm. right? But Tyler Boyd coming to Pitt didn't help Phil Dracovic stay at Pitt and stick there as a five-star
recruit. Well, that's
because
his dad grew up a Notre Dame fan. He was one of those Notre Dame Western PA families, and he always thought about going to play at Notre Dame. You know, you probably went to school with a lot of people like that, Mulsey.
Yeah, I couldn't stand
it. I know. There's just a lot of that out there.
Sorry, Mr. Dracovic.
But I also think that we know the realities at Pitt, what a lot of their games look like. When they play West Virginia, there are 68,000 fans there. When they play Duke, there's not as many. You've got a local kid with a big name and a pretty decent following who doesn't just play wide receiver or defensive tackle, he plays the glamour position.
I mean, yes. The good thing about it is he had his success with Cignetti, and you hope they can recreate that. But like, I like to scout the Pitt fan reaction to this sort of thing when it happens.
Yep.
And it was very surprisingly muted.
Muted is what you're going with here.
Like, I did not sense let me put it this way. Had Dracovic had all the smoke signals saying he was going to go to Notre Dame as a 5-star kid out of Pine Richland, and then on like decision day, he puts on the Pitt hat and says, "Dad, I'm sorry, I'm a Panther," right? There would have been people foaming at the mouth. Oh my God, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to Pitt. Today, I got that's nice, maybe it'll work. Like, I did not detect the kind of excitement that
I've actually seen some of the opposite. Like, they think that this is a step backwards, but I don't really get that. What was the alternative? What was go out into the...
Wait, a step backwards from Keaton Slovis? Like, Dracovic represents a step
yes.
back? I do not agree with that at all.
Me neither, but I've read some of that. Like, we're not any better off. Cook said on the air last week he thinks he'd rather have Slovis
than Dracovic.
He did, actually, because he likes those noon kickoffs for his column, because that gives him no deadline to really tackle. Yeah.
Slovis did not look like the same guy after he got hurt in Tennessee.
And I think Dracovic is just more of your modern college quarterback.
Well, yeah, he can move even though he's a big guy.
He moves great. He's an awesome athlete. He's going to give you in the RPO game a threat to run. Slovis didn't do that last year. We know he fits the offense. I mean, I think that he'll generate, at least at the beginning of the year, some buzz for Pitt. Now, if he stinks, then that'll go away pretty fast. But if he's good, then that'll help them garner interest. It's so competitive for them in this market to do so. And now they've got a star, big-name player on their roster who everyone knows. There's no disputing. Mike White has said this, not the Jets quarterback, the actual Mike White. Mike White has said that Dracovic is in the conversation for the best high school quarterback he's ever seen play here locally.
Yeah, most people say Terrell Pryor.
Not
or
what
him.
They turned into or became, but what they actually looked like in school.
Yeah, he was.
Few were better than this guy.
Yeah, he was running and passing for 200 plus almost every game, it felt like. I don't know. Don't you guys don't think at all. I'm not saying not to be, hey, if you're a Pitt fan, you want to be excited because the guy physically can do more than the last guy, but like, you don't think some of the bloom is off the rose because there's such a body of work out there?
Well, the
him.
Bloom is off the rose because he had a bad year at Boston College.
But I mean,
if he had put together this, if he had followed up last 2020 or 2021, excuse me, with the same year in this 2022 season, and he transferred to Pitt, people would be going, They'd be hysterical about it. They'd be going crazy.
I mean, wouldn't you say if he had followed it up with a really good year, he'd have entered the draft?
Well, yeah, but that's why I think it's worth a shot for Pitt. Because at this, it's kind of like Spencer, to a lesser extent, it's kind of like Spencer Rattler at South Carolina, where at one point he was considered the number one draft prospect, and he ended up having a pretty good year. Didn't they beat?
They beat Clemson.
Tennessee and Clemson in back-to-back weeks.
He balled out against them.
So, Slovis or
well, I wonder if the people who
Yarnell or some freshman.
I wonder if the people who actually didn't want the Steelers to draft Pickett and they were just waiting in the wings for Jurkovec, because that was a real sentiment that was out there now. What happens if he has a monster year? Flashes all the potential under Frank Cignetti. Is there a burgeoning movement for Jurkovec?
Well, there would if he... If he goes and gets drafted by a team and excels, hell yeah, there's going to be some of that.
I think if it happens in 2018, you know, we're talking about it back then, I just think it's a totally different conversation. But once you see what's out there, the tape he's put out there, one good year and then some just middling work, I think it's tougher to get super pumped without any reservation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, we just got to continue to do that.
All right, Kenny Pickett just trying to put out that fire after the game. He'll get it. His time will come. The problem for Pickens is that he wanted a storybook ending. He wanted a Hollywood story to be written there yesterday. Goes back to Georgia. All kinds of people there to watch him play. His former teammates had just won the SEC championship game in that same building the night before. I'm sure he probably saw some of them when he was in Atlanta, when the Steelers got there. And he goes the entire first half and he's nowhere to be found. I think Steelers fans are quick to blame, as they should, the offensive game plan, the fact that the other wide receivers making a lot more money and not making the most of his opportunities. But I don't think that Steelers fans historically have a lot of patience with this stuff. I mean, you know this, Chris, because we were still doing shows together back then. Antonio Brown was still putting up huge numbers. But Steelers fans would feel like he was hurting the team by grabbing Todd Haley or a wide receivers coach and cursing them out on the sideline during games. Throwing Gatorade buckets.
Yeah, he got people mad at him when he was objectively the best wide receiver in the NFL. And people still had very little tolerance.
And I think Pickens' ceiling is pretty close to that, to be one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
Physically, it's obvious. I mean, I think there's got to be maybe a little annoyance, but not much towards Pickett here. Like, is Pickett throwing him the ball when he should? I think it's mostly Deontay Johnson has irked fans because they haven't seen as many good things happen when he's been throwing the ball this year as when Pickens has been.
I think Pickett deserves the same benefit of the doubt that Pickens does for his immature behavior, because Pickett has been targeting and going to Pickens in just about every game. This is not a multi-game
occurrence. I think that's something that doesn't work in Pickens' favor in all of this, is that you can go back and look through his targets, and they've been by and large pretty steady.
Yeah,
and his ugliest, worst game, 3 targets, no catches in Philly, and by and large, from what I could gather, absolutely no outburst even remotely like the one yesterday.
Yeah, the story up until last Monday at this time was Deontay Johnson had been phased out for Pickens, and it flipped in one game, and I think Pickens reacted the way that he did because he didn't want to embarrass himself in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was going to be a homecoming, a college homecoming game for him, and he was going to put on a show, because we've seen guys do that before in these situations, and he could not. It's not only that it's one thing if Pickett throws him 3 deep balls, one maybe goes off his hands, one's underthrown, one's overthrown, they just don't connect. But he's out there, he's the featured target. He just almost didn't exist in their game
plan. Do you think guys are more pissed about it if he does it while they're losing?
No, less pissed.
Because it's just the frustration of being a competitor and wanting to do more and help the team.
Well, the guys might be even more sympathetic to it and say, yeah, we really need to get George the ball here. Maybe if we do, we won't be losing for very long. I think on a team like the Steelers, it makes sense to me that Hayward would have gone over to talk to him. I would imagine without actually being asked to do it, because I would imagine Hayward looks at the fact that they're managing the game well, they're winning the game, and gets a little annoyed that the receiver is over there this ticked off.
Yeah, throwing his helmet. I also think, in a way, it's really good leadership on Hayward's part that I'm not sure he would have done last year if Roethlisberger was still the quarterback. Because I think last year he would have felt like, it's not my place, that's Ben's place. That's not my domain.
I wonder if the player does it when the quarterback's an 18-year veteran, though.
I don't think he does.
I think he knows that if he does, that guy has the power and the experience to just willfully freeze him out.
412-928-9370. Here is John on the Fan. Hello, John. John?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
I think it's a good move from both parties that COVID decided to come to Pitt and that they had him. I mean, what do they have to lose? What's he have to lose? He gets a chance to start. You know, we lose our quarterback recruit that was coming in, and I think that I think it's a good move.
What are your expectations for him?
Better chance he has a Kenny Pickett-like year or a Keaton Slovis-like year?
I'd say somewhere in the middle. I don't think he'll ball out as much as Kenny did, but he sure has the tools to do it, you know?
Thank you, John.
Okay, so if I'm going to say, like, strike an optimistic note with Dracovic, what is inarguable about him, of the 3 quarterbacks I just named, he has the best toolbox to work from of any of them, including Pickett.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
Dude, he's 6'5", 230 with a big arm and good legs.
Yep.
That's not me breaking any kind of new ground here. That is not earth-shattering stuff from old Mulsey. I wish it was. He has absolutely the best physical skill set of any of those 3 guys.
Spencer is on the Fan. Hello, Spencer.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Spence.
Hey, are you rooting for the Steelers to make the playoffs? Because I think it would just be a first-round exit. Or are you rooting for them to lose so they can get a higher draft pick and more age on this younger team?
So in order for them to get the great pick, they're going to have to lose, like, all of their games. So
you're hoping for 5-12, right, Spencer?
I'm not hoping for 5-12. Like, I'd love to see him make the playoffs, but what kind of
noise?
You sound like
a young Mulsey, Spencer. You sound like a guy who wants in his heart of hearts maybe to see them win because you like it when your team wins, but you know what's best for business.
Somebody made a great point on the text line. Look at the Eagles last year. They got hot. They just got in. They were basically a dummy.
Steelers getting an A.J. Brown equivalent this offseason?
Well, if George Pickens makes a jump in year 2.
No, I mean like getting somebody who's not on the team right now the way the Eagles did.
Well, they've got somebody from the Eagles now running their team, or partially running their team.
Do you think that man has the power to make the kind of moves that are bold?
I don't know probably not, to answer your question, but Omar Khan did something bold at the trade deadline and got rid of Claypool. I don't think his predecessor would have done that.
Do you think that Omar Khan did that with Tomlin's blessing with the Claypool deal?
The more I found out about that, yes.
Okay, so that isn't that my point that I'm going back to then, for you at least, that you've brought up, that the guy in charge is the one who told a fan, you know, F off, basically, I'm working here? I'm serious, though, like you laugh, but, I mean, if Mike Tomlin is still holding a lot of sway in these situations, then either he is going to act a lot differently than he did when Colbert was there, or he's going to usually revert back to form and do what he's always done, which is, I think, be pretty close in line with Colbert.
They're not going to do the A.J. Brown type thing because they gave Deontay Johnson $18 million a year. That all but eliminates the possibility of something like that.
And that is money that has been very well spent.
Now, can they take money like that and invest maybe in a left tackle who's a free agent? I'd have to see the list. That would be pretty cool.
I mean, or
that would be badass.
I mean, I would like to see them pick near the top of the draft, just because in my mind, if you're picking in the top 10 picks, you're getting an instant
Chris,
year
one
starter.
I just don't think 5 and 12 is realistic anymore.
Oh no, I know it's not.
I don't even think 6 and 11 is. So if my options are 7 and 10 or make the playoffs, I'm gonna root for the playoffs.
But Zach, our buddy Hoagie, offers a compelling rejoinder that I happen to agree with that, and he says, as much as I want them to make the playoffs, all it'll lead to is them getting smacked by the Chiefs or Bills.
Who cares?
I do. I watched that
it's
last year. It felt like
an extra week
burger.
Of football.
Okay, yes, it's good for us.
It's
we
an
get
extra
to talk
week
about
of
hope.
No, not just that. I like watching the Steelers play football games. Even yesterday, at times, a boring kind of game. I thoroughly enjoy spending my Sundays watching them play.
I enjoy watching them play too, but it's
so
it
I'd rather
sucks
have an
when
extra
you know
game.
They're going to get burnt and toasted and beat bad.
Okay.
I didn't enjoy the Chiefs playoff game last year, actually. I didn't enjoy it.
Even after T.J. Watt took it in and they went up early?
No, because that made it all the worse that I knew they weren't going to do anything with that and they were going to get boat raced.
Yeah, I enjoyed them beating Cleveland and beating Baltimore in the last 2 weeks of the season. I'm going to look at that instead.
Well, now
of getting
you just
crushed
moved,
by Kansas
now
City.
Now you move the goalposts.
You're
here.
Damn right I did. Here's Tony. He's on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Yeah, I played for Pat Narduzzi with most of the staff there still, so I wanted to give like an inside.
Well, congratulations on all your success, Tony.
Very nice.
Well, thanks, guys. But I wanted to make give an inside take and then a big if for the pitch season next year. You know, I think if there's one thing I can trust on this staff, it's Charlie Partridge and Borbély up front. I mean, I think they're great at developing offensive, defensive linemen, especially Partridge. So I'm not worried about that. But the big if is, I mean, I think if Abanikanda comes back next year and you have a strong run game in Djurkovic with Cignetti, who runs a pro-style offense, I think you can really run the ball really well next year.
Do you buy Djurkovic as a big-time player in the college level? You think Djurkovic can have a big year?
Yeah, because I think he's set up well with Pitt's offense. I mean, I know you lose a big target on Jared Wayne, but I think if you run a pro-style offense and run the ball with Abanikanda and Hammond and incorporate Gavin Bartholomew once again, I don't know why they didn't use him this year, then you can put up some points, and I think their defensive line is more than good enough, even with the departures, with the guys
behind
them.
Well, they had an elite defensive line in an incredible season by a running back this year, and it got him 8-4, which is a good season, but it feels like a disappointment because of what they did the year before and a lot of the players that they were bringing back even after Pickett went to the draft and Addison took from USC.
You know what it included, though, that was kind of the return of something we thought was probably maybe not done, but Pat Narduzzi had avoided finally last year? Well, no, he didn't really avoid it last year. He had the Western Michigan loss, but the Georgia Tech game remaining just an inexplicable, like, what is going on for this? You know what I mean? You just played Tennessee tough. Then you lose to Georgia Tech.
It would have been a tough sell for Pitt fans to hear, hey, Slovis going to get so much better in year two. Come out and buy tickets and go to our games and really get behind.
No, Djurkovic's a much easier sell because he is the unknown, even though you've seen him now in college.
And guess what? I know Narduzzi doesn't want to be a salesperson and, you know, look at it from a brand perspective. He's a football coach. Mm-hmm. He's got a gym teacher vibe to him. But guess what? Like, when you're a college team in a pro sports town, I think that does matter. At least it should.
Well, I think
in the business offices, they were probably doing high fives today with this news.
You can market Djurkovic. You can't market Slovis year two. You can't. because year one was very underwhelming. But I do think Pat's brand, it just, there is one. It's a defined brand, but I don't think it's one that plays as well as it maybe could in other circumstances if there wasn't a pro team here. I think he wants them to be Pittsburgh Steelers light. We play tough. We're physical. We're nasty. We beat you in the trenches. And unfortunately, there is a much longer heritage kind of operation in town that's had a lot of Super Bowl success that does the same branding.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.